What's more impressive to a news business than to have a giant LED headline ticker scrolling above the lobby with the biggest stories of the day? The Dallas Morning News called in the signage experts at FSG and got the job done in spectacular fashion. Project manager Gerald Reeves is back to finish up his story next on the SBC Podcast. Gerald, it's nice to have you back with us on the SBC Podcast from the Dallas office of Facility Solutions Group. We were talking about the big new LED headline sticker display at the Dallas Morning News that goes all the way across the mezzanine in their lobby. FSG does a lot of this type of work, so can you give us some sort of basic guidelines for a digital signage installation where this would probably be a good example?
Well, thanks again. I appreciate you including us in this. I can think of three things that really stand out for us, and this really just isn't for digital signage, although it really does apply here. It kind of goes across the board, but number one, plan ahead. You can really never start too early to coordinate something like digital signage. A lot of times folks think that digital signage is, you know, it's really an afterthought, but the moment you know that you're going to be going down that path, start the coordination process. You really can't start too early for that part of it. Number two, I'd say add 20%, whether that be time and or money. We all know construction rarely stays on schedule, whether that's ground up or tenant finish construction. Just when you think you've got it all figured out, the schedule slips, and now this month turns into next month. And so there are all kinds of hiccups that come from, you know, delays and timing and as well as money. So I think the key here is plan ahead, obviously with the first part of that, but adding 20%, especially in time, give yourself plenty of time. Just because you have a month to work with on the actual schedule doesn't mean that you're going to be able to pull it off in a month. And there is a lot of coordination that must happen in digital signage. At least in our experience here on this project, that was critical for us to start early and plan for that overage in time. And then I would say third, reveal the process. I think it's really critical that everybody involved buys in to the expectations of what goes on with digital signage. A lot of times we as contractors, integrators, we try to hold things tight to the vest. And while that could help us in the long run, or at least short term as well as long term, the real big piece of this is that general contractors tend to want to partner with you more when you can reveal the process to them and let them in on what you do a little bit. You don't have to give all your secrets away, but it really is helpful to get their buy-in early on when you can make sure that all expectations are, you know, communicated and set as well as, you know, agreed to. So I think those three things are probably the most critical piece of digital signage, because digital signage is not limited to what you'd find in a box. It's obviously all over the place, whether that's a ticker in a newsroom, a large video wall in an outdoor venue, it could be all over the place. And planning ahead, giving yourself extra time, and then revealing the process to the team, making sure everyone buys in is critical.
Yes, and with so many people to coordinate in there, plus the limitations of the historical architecture, I would say you'd have to really add some time, because there are going to be things that come up that are just not under your control.
That's correct.
So when you got on site and were ready to start and get all your ducks in a row, what's the first thing you had to get down right?
Our biggest hurdle on the very front end of this was working with an existing structure that was 50 years old, and we were very limited on how we could mount our system to their structure. And that was our biggest hurdle. And I think getting sign-off, not only from the owner, but the construction team, the consultants, the architects, the historical society, there's a lot of people involved. And getting everyone to buy in to this plan was probably our biggest hurdle. And that was the first thing we had to really tackle, was how do we get everyone to be on board with us on the step?
This is a pretty big display. What's the weight of this whole thing? That had to be a critical factor with the old building.
You know, typically digital signage, depending on, you know, what solution you're working with, is a relatively heavier product. This was only 550 pounds, self-contained. So considering it's 75 foot long, it seems like it probably would be heavier. However, Nanolumens makes a really good product, and it's not all that cumbersome. And so it was easy to work with. And that 550 pounds was distributed across 75 feet. It actually made it a little easier for us to suspend that ticker, you know, out on the mezzanine there without actually putting weight on it.
Does it have external components like a separate power supply, or is everything incorporated right there in the display housing?
They're all in the display itself.
So all you had to do once it's up there is get power and control run to it.
We had to get power to it, correct? And we, you know, obviously we connected it to the server, you know, via Ethernet.
And then control lines and an authority structure for the staff who will be actually putting the headlines up.
That's correct.
The newsroom at the Dallas Morning News appears to have a lot of windows and interior glass walls. Did the ambient light levels present you with any problems on this?
You know, it didn't present us as many problems as we had expected. I think what was more important to everyone involved was to ensure that the image was visible from the outside. And, you know, we typically think that ambient light is an issue interior, but when you're trying to project your image to the outside of the building, knowing that there's glare on the outside of the glass of the wall, there's reflections from the street, from the sidewalks, from the area, other buildings there. The key was to make sure that people could see into their newsroom what was actually on the ticker. So we were really fortunate to not have an issue with ambient light. And, you know, with the product that NanoLumens provided, we were able to get and achieve what we really wanted, and that was to see the images on the outside of the building.
And who controls it? Is it distributed control with tiers of authority, or how does that work?
Well, typically, in this case, we actually had a server that was provided with the unit, and it has a specific software on that that is separate from NanoLumens. And the owner themselves, Dallas Morning News, they actually provide staff to maintain the software as well as provide the content that goes on that software. And we were fortunate enough to be able to provide them with a service level agreement from both the software and the hardware providers of the ticker itself to give them a little added level of comfort in terms of what they purchased.
I'm sure FSG is there for support if something doesn't work as expected. So how is the ticker display constructed as far as being able to maintain it or replace parts of it?
Well, really good news is that NanoLumens provides a certain percentage of panels extra that are color matched to the ones that we purchased. So should a panel go out, then we can easily swap those panels out and they're essentially plug and play. So that's a really nice feature there. The can itself, the back can of the ticker, is actually a powder-coated aluminum housing, and they come in 5-foot sections. So if there ever needed to be any work done, they come apart very easily, pull the panels down, and then take the back can down, and it's really simple. I think the biggest hurdle then for maintenance is going to be it's one unit on the mezzanine wall fascia. So, you know, taking apart one section of it, we would need to support it in that spot where it's disconnected so that it would not put any undue weight on the other mounting points.
Okay, and this thing has to be readable from close up and at a fair distance. I would think that the specific viewing angle spec on it would be a central selling point.
Correct, and we chose this product because it already provided a great wide-angle view, even at 6mm pitch. And we were very pleased with the performance up close within the newsroom as well as outside the windows on the street corner looking in. The brightness of the LEDs, the viewing angle, all that, that went into the choice of going with NanoLumens in this product.
How long did it take you to get the whole thing in and tested and ready to go?
You know, amazingly, it took us about a week and that's it. It was a very quick turnaround. Again, we go back to what we said earlier. If you plan ahead, you minimize and, you know, can take care of a lot of mistakes or issues on the front end, or at least, you know, head them off the pass. This is a case where, you know, that planning ahead really did pay off, and it took us about a week to get it installed.
Well, from the pictures on it, it sure looks great, and I'm sure they're glad to have that impressive a continuous display up there and going all the time. Now that you have that done, what sort of other digital signage projects does FSG have coming up?
Well, we have another outdoor venue, entertainment venue scheduled. We've already completed one here in the Dallas area with NanoLumens. And then we've got several indoor gaming centers coming across Texas that includes digital signage in the way of a video wall. So we've got quite a bit going on, and we've actually picked up a couple of customers that want us to help them service their video walls and digital signage solutions from past installations. So we're not only selling it, but we're servicing it, even those that we didn't install.
The success of previous projects is the best way to get the word out for future clients. It's been great listening to how you got this one up and running. We've been talking with Gerald Reeves, Project Manager with Facility Solutions Group, FSG, and the Dallas Morning News ticker display. Thanks for giving us the story on it, Gerald.
Thank you, Bennett. Really appreciate your time and focusing on our project there at Dallas Morning News.
With the Dallas Morning News all set up with their new 75-foot LED news ticker, Gerald Reeves and the crew at FSG will move on to a very busy schedule of other projects. Get back with us right here next week for our own upcoming AV installation story on the next SVC podcast.